What about the patient who's received adjuvant trastuzumab and has relapsed in spite of that? How do you approach those patients?
So the question is treatment after progression of trastuzumab, and it falls into two camps, whether it makes sense to try something entirely different or whether it makes sense to continue trastuzumab and add something the patient hasn't seen before. The data we're seeing, again, based on preclinical information, would indicate that the latter makes sense, but there are no clinical data to speak to that. And it's going to be almost impossible to do a clinical trial to address it because of the half-life of the antibody. Given the fact that based on the data Brian talked about today, and it's been out there for a while, we know the antibody sticks around for a long period of time. So you'd be hard-pressed to find a patient or an oncologist to be willing to wait until all their trastuzumab washed out before they start therapy in the face of progressive disease. So by definition, if you stop chemotherapy and switch to a different therapy, and you randomize to no continuation of trastuzumab versus continuation of trastuzumab, at week three, if you give a 3 week or 4 week interval from the last chemotherapy, when you add that chemotherapy, you're still doing a combination study. That's what makes it impossible to ask the question.
So, do you think that literally we shouldn't even be attempting to do that? And what's sort of the conclusion? How do you approach those patients then?
The only conclusion I have is if you've had what we think is a response to trastuzumab to begin with, I would continue trastuzumab therapy. The only place where I don't do that, again, based on no data, just sort of my gut feeling about the system and the biology that we know about it, is when you're blowing through your trastuzumab therapy, I'm less likely to continue trastuzumab. When the patient is slowly progressing through trastuzumab therapy, there still may be an effect of the antibody, and we add something different to it.
What about the time since adjuvant therapy? Patients who relapse while they're still receiving the adjuvant trastuzumab, or say within a year of receiving that, is that in your mind sort of comparable to, quote, blowing through trastuzumab?
If it's within a year, no. If it's within, a few months of having stopped their chemotherapy, then yes.
Where are we in terms of trying to induce responses to trastuzumab? Is there research looking at that?
There is. The question is, how does the signaling pathway work? What pathways does it engage when it's activated? And can we exploit that information and really think about how we might induce responses? I think there'll be more and more data that'll start to accumulate to that effect.
What specific strategies have been looked at?
We know what the HER2 phenotype is. In the broadest sense, it's a more aggressive disease, but it's a lot more complicated than that. Sure, it's more aggressive, but it's multifactorial. They tend to be ERPR negative or ERPR low. We know that HER2 talks to the hormone receptor pathways. They are much more motile. There are more metastasis, both preclinically and clinically, when you look at age-matched, stage-matched control patients. They have a higher growth fraction. One gene working completely by itself can't do all of that. It has to engage other genes and pathways. We need to understand what those other genes and pathways are, and if we can do that, we can think about rational combination therapy of combined biologics. And I think there's a big future there.